It's the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI. WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go. I like it.
Fourth and final hour of the Rich Keefe Show here on WEEI. Andy Hart in the house as well. Feel free to get in here on Bill O'Brien, back as the offensive coordinator, 617-779-7937. Also on Twitter and Instagram at Rich Keefe Show. But I do want to get your thoughts, Hart, on the Red Sox and their last several days, including winter weekend, where it was met with a few boos. A Dave Dombrowski heckle, awesome. Which was great. And Heim Bloom and John Henry couldn't really get a word in edgewise. And thanks to our guy Coop, who was there that night and then watched the re-airing of it on Nesson last night, told us that, well, they cut 90 minutes down to 60 minutes. And, you know, some of the things that got tossed to the cutting room floor included every John Henry answer, where he said ticket prices are high because baseball players are expensive. So, again, I expected like a little bit of backlash. I was proud of the fans though that were there. Like, great job by everybody for really letting them know in one of the few opportunities to actually do it,
right?
Sort of get off your chest how bad not only the last year was, but just some of the decisions that they have made over the last several years.
And we always talk about like fans and consumers speak with their money. If you're honest, you still want to watch the Red Sox. Even if they stink.
You're going to be a Red Sox fan.
You're
forever.
A fan.
That's what
like,
it is.
You want to go to Fenway. You want to be engaged in the game. You don't want to like have to boycott it to send a message.
No.
So this is the next best way, right?
Yeah.
Because the owners.
Go out to Springfield and give them the business.
Seriously.
That's it.
It's a rarity that you can do it. And the one thing that I found interesting. So I generally think these billionaire owners are out of touch.
You
right?
think?
So it doesn't necessarily surprise me if someone like John Henry steps in it a little bit, even if he's prepared, even if PR is like, listen, you might get some boos. Like, don't say this. Don't say that. Like,
well, you were talking about skill sets earlier. John Henry in front of a public audience.
Not great.
That's not his thing. He's been very successful doing other things. That's not one. That's
right.
Not his
he's successful maker. Sitting behind a screen, moving, clicking, like,
moving
hey, I just
clicking.
Made $1 billion by moving that to there and that to there.
Not bad.
Yes, it's awesome.
Yeah, it's
I wish I'd rather have that skill than the ability to speak.
It's a more useful 100%. Skill than what we have. Yeah.
But Heim Bloom is a younger.
He ain't it.
More.
No, I'm like, he's not.
He isn't. I actually felt bad for him. Do you think, so the thing that caught, like, the Betts thing, and I don't mean Mookie Betts, when he said you make bets like that, talking about bets, he couldn't, did he plan it that way?
I don't think much of it was planned. I think he had to be surprised. And then so far where, like, the next day he was on WEEI and sort of asked about the reaction to it. And he was like, well, of course they're going to react that way. We weren't good last year. Like, suggesting they were only booing and heckling them because they were in last place last year. And not because they told us Xander Bogaerts was the top priority and let him go. Not because they traded Mookie Betts away for a bag of balls and a fungo. Like, they're
no,
more.
No, no. He tried to pretend that Verdugo's good.
Also,
I forgot how he said it, but. He put more shine on Verdugo than I think most fans or media types.
And
would.
Again, so not only do you finish in last place, and not only are the ticket prices the highest in Major League Baseball, but then we got multiple reports on who the number one priorities were. Number one priority in the system or in the organization was Bogaerts. He's gone. The number one target outside the organization was Jose Abreu, who you didn't get, and he went to one of the teams that's really good in the American League. So it's been tough, and like they keep wanting to go back to, well, ALCS 2 years ago. It's like, but part of what's hurting you now is the success that this ownership has had.
Mm-hmm.
The ALCS, like back in 2001, 2003, if you made the ALCS, you're like, oh, not bad. We're getting pretty close. Next year's the year. Like, you're pretty close. You win 4 World Series in the last 19 years. The expectation's so much higher. And yet there's also been all these dead last finishes along the way. And there's just too much of a, just wait till the young guys get here. Once the young guys get here, we're going to be sold. It's like, I don't think you can bank on all of these young guys being great major leaguers.
Oh, in baseball? You don't think in baseball you can bank on guys?
I don't.
And the one that bothers me really, are we pretending that Marcelo Mayer is like
the greatest player of all time?
Well, forget that.
Oh.
That he did anything.
What do you mean?
Your team sucked.
Right.
The number one overall pick fell to you.
Yeah.
At four, right? Right. And you took it.
Was it six?
Wherever
that
it was.
Doesn't matter. Yeah,
the guy who was supposed to go number one overall,
yeah,
by most accounts, fell to you, and you turned the card in. What did you do exactly?
No, what you did was you were horrible in 2020, the year that thankfully nobody even went to Fenway. You weren't allowed to go to Fenway. But that was another last place season. And then they were able to get a high draft pick. And then, you know, you're right, fourth overall pick.
Yeah. But he was supposed to go number one overall.
Yeah,
You didn't manipulate the draft. You didn't do any. You didn't make a trade like Red Auerbach traded to get Larry Bird a year early.
No.
Like,
if anything,
you sat there and let a great player fall in your lap. And it's baseball, so that doesn't even guarantee you he's going to be good. It looks like he's going to be good.
Yeah.
You were lucky.
He better be good.
So now we're saying your greatest achievement is being lucky.
Pretty much.
Because otherwise, what have you done?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Did you sign Devers? Nope. You needed your daddy and the owners to come in. So,
yeah,
right?
I didn't even really get credit.
You need your
for
mom
that.
To fight your battles
no.
for you there.
And what you did was you hung on to Xander Bogaerts, Nathan Eovaldi, and JD Martinez at the trade deadline. You didn't make the playoffs, and then they all walked away, and you got nothing in return.
Yeah.
That's what you did. And also, another thing that you did.
You overpaid
was,
for a Japanese outfielder.
Maybe.
Or underpaid.
We'll see.
Or nailed it.
Jury's out on that. Yeah, you might have actually got that one exactly right. Let's see. What was the deal that he signed with Matt Barnes? Matt Barnes, who now you can add it to the long list of bad decisions by Heim Bloom because they caught him. Today they designated Matt Barnes for assignment. A couple of years ago, he was the closer of the team. Then there was the thought, all right, well, maybe
all-star
he's not the closer.
Who wanted a contract.
But was never good. Like, he was never good before that. People try to talk themselves into, like, oh, he's got some pretty good stuff.
But
like,
at least he pitched.
Well, he pitched.
I have never seen anyone turn into a puddle of goo once given a contract like he did.
Yeah.
Like, people
talk
get mad at Sale getting hurt.
Yeah, he's falling off bikes.
Matt
and stuff
Barnes,
like
do you remember the first thing he did after he signed his contract was like, start openly recruiting closers? He wanted them to trade for a closer after
right.
they signed him to be the closer.
Like you're the closer.
No. Yeah, like
I thought you were the closer, and then because
I got my money, I'm out.
Because they spent money where it was like, all right, it's good money for a setup guy. It's not crazy money for a closer. But then he was very quickly not the closer. So he made what was it $8 million last year, and he was scheduled to make over $8 million this year, and then they just cut him loose. Like what? A mess. And that's the thing is, like, you look at his track record, he was never lights out. He would have, like, stretches here and there. But
right.
if you took a whole season, he was never great. And you're like, nope, he found something. Like, at 31, he's all of a sudden going to be your closer. So that one was bad. They also made a deal today. They may have their next shortstop, Adalberto Mondesi.
Raul?
Yep. Raul's
son.
Kid. Raul's kid.
Who was good 4 years ago. He played 100 games since then. He's been nothing but hurt.
He was fat. He led the league in triples 4 years ago. And then
that's important. How often do you hear people bragging about triples?
Well, this guy should. He led the league.
No, other than a press release or a trade announcement.
Well, it's,
how
it's,
often do fans call? You know what? I think we need more of triples.
The most difficult leg of the cycle.
I would argue the most meaningless leg of anything.
All right, fair enough. He also he's fast. He has a bunch of steals. He had 43 steals.
Ooh, and the bases are closer.
They're bigger.
Bigger, so they're
big
closer.
Bags, finally.
So you gain an inch.
We could
all gain an inch.
People have been clamoring for bigger bases for years.
Chicks dig the steals.
I remember sitting there, third baseline, screaming at the umps, like, the bases are too small! And then Major League Baseball
they listened.
Yeah, they did.
Your voice was heard.
So Mondesi, I don't expect much from. He is a career 244 hitter with a 687 OPS. He barely played last year. He's only been on the Royals. The only reason I even remember him is because of fantasy baseball. And you're like, oh, here's the guy who barely plays, but he steals bases. So you're like, do I put him in? Just pray for a steal that week. But
he's coming off an ACL last April.
So he's slower.
So I don't even know if he's
slower.
Definitely slower.
Yeah.
I don't know when he'll be ready to steal bases and run.
Kike Hernandez, Christian Arroyo, looking like your middle infield as of right now.
Awesome.
Your outfield
now, if it's the Kike Hernandez from the playoffs a couple years ago, awesome.
Just extrapolate that. Do that.
Imagine that if he does that for a full season.
He'd be the MVP of the league.
Awesome.
He was,
and
he
would break all kinds of records.
And I guess the Adam Duvall signing is official.
You're excited about that.
I was trying to sell the Adam Duvall. Listen, as your new host of Red Sox pregame, I'm as excited about.
Do you now have to be like positive, on board with everything?
We'll see.
Are you now a salesman? Do I no longer put any credibility in your Red Sox takes?
Well, find out. If my first show, if you hear me say they should fire Chaim Bloom, then you know that they haven't gotten to me yet. If I don't mention that.
Chaim Bloom, who's really turned things around this offseason.
You know who we all need to give a little bit of a break to is Chaim Bloom. He's working his ass off. He can only spend so much money. No, I don't.
He was a broken man at Winter Weekend.
Yeah, I think.
Did you feel bad for him?
You know, I don't feel bad for many people, but he's getting
there. Can you save that, Ben?
That's true. Like you're a grown up. You're a grown adult, and you're probably a millionaire, right?
But he was having like an anxiety attack or a mental breakdown right before our eyes.
Yeah, but he's also in charge.
When you're going to make a big bet on something. Oh, bad choice. Sorry. I mean.
a mookie on something. No, wait a minute. I don't want him running the team that I like. And right now he is running the team that I like, and he needs to go away, and he's not going to this year.
Dombrowski!
That was actually me. I drove out there to Springfield. No, I mean, he is going to get this year, obviously.
Is he?
He takes over. Oh, good question. I think
he get the whole year?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if they stink, first of all, do you think there's a chance they stink?
I do.
Okay.
I think there's a pretty good chance.
If it's ugly,
yeah.
Do you think he makes the whole year?
Well, do you give him the trade deadline or not?
To do what? Make more mistakes that I'll look back on and regret?
Wheeling and dealing, this guy. Yeah, but it's... Well, then fire him now.
Well, we can wait. What if,
yeah, but
what if they have a lightning in the bottle?
They're even telling you.
Well, they a little bit alternate.
Yeah.
Lightning in a bottle years. They got a closer. They got some relief. Like, they got a great guy from Japan. Like, don't you just wait to make sure you suck before you get rid of him?
Yeah, I suppose. I mean, you are paying.
Because wouldn't it be awkward if you canned him and then this team was really good?
Maybe that's the spark they needed.
Could be. Morgan Magic.
Yeah, but I mean.
Bloom blossoming.
But go back, and this was a big topic during the trade deadline, where he trades Christian Vasquez to the Astros.
Didn't go over well.
When they were in Houston, and he wasn't there. Like, he wasn't even with the team.
Right.
And, like, some PR guy, I don't even know who told Vasquez, like, oh, by the way, Vasquez, you're over there tonight. It's like, what? Like, he got traded. And then Bogarts, they didn't negotiate with all season. And then he was the number one priority. And then he signs for $1 zillion elsewhere. Like, he just has so many missteps along the way where the 2021 ALCS is the outlier. Like, everything else is kind of what this team has been. And that's why I think this year's going to be another down year.
And I keep saying it, like, you joke about Kike. That's who carried you.
Oh, yeah.
That was not predictable. That was just a weird Disney movie moment thing, lightning in a bottle.
Right.
And the other thing, do you believe, because I didn't know, it's weird, because I didn't know a ton about Dave Dombrowski really when he was here. Like, just sort of the superficial cliche, he spends money, he's about stars, he'll trade your prospects, he'll win, he'll get you a ring.
Does it everywhere.
That whole thing.
And it works.
But then you read these, like, he's a people person. Like, you hear these things, like, he responds to everybody, like, texts, like, if you, say whatever reason, you had his thing and, like, text, you had his digits, and you texted him, he would respond. Like, he wouldn't just ignore, like, oh, who's this idiot Rich Keefe? Like, and he's a people person. I wonder if this relationship between John Henry and Chaim Bloom has put together these two non-people person,
two
made their
robots.
Money analytics, like,
guys.
Excel spreadsheets,
yeah.
And they have nobody who is... People, clubhouse, the baseball world.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying old school scouts that just scour the bushes for players. Like,
oh, yeah,
okay, you don't
guys.
Have to spit tobacco.
Yeah, the money ball guys, they're sitting around the table.
But I don't think everybody can be a quant, like just an analyst, just somebody whose whole idea is, well, you know, if we can get rid of
Renfro,
like, will turn him into
it's just the wrong market.
There are people involved. There's a blending of team.
But it's also the wrong market to take a couple of years off to build the farm system. Like, you can do that in other places. Kansas City did that for a while, then they burned hot for a minute.
Okay, we took a year off.
Like,
what was last year?
That's what I'm saying. But now
and we took
like
2 years
also,
ago off. It's like the Patriots. Now we have reset years every other year?
It's too many. I know.
Like, I don't.
All right.
It's frustrating.
It is very frustrating.
I don't know if people know this. Like, I am kind of a baseball guy. I come off as the football hardo.
Yes, you
I
do.
I enjoy baseball.
You like baseball.
I've always coached
baseball.
You do baseball
trivia.
I've played baseball.
You told me about baseball trivia.
I like baseball trivia. Yeah. Dale Murphy.
Oh,
often
so
an answer.
So you know what we'll do? Let's get into the Baseball Hall of Fame, which announced their 2023 class today. So the Red Sox are on the table. The Hall of Fame, Bill O'Brien, and also we're keeping an eye on what's going on with both the Celtics and the Bruins. It's the Rich Keefe Show with Andy Hart. Right now, here's Ben Charleston with What's Trending.
It's the Rich Keefe Show on WEEI.
Boston's Sports Original.
All right, back here on the Rich Keefe Show with Andy Hart on a Tuesday night. And the Baseball Hall of Fame class of 2023
getting my tickets for Cooperstown
was announced. It was such a hot topic. It's not even trending on Twitter. Oh. Nobody seems to care. There will be one Baseball Hall of Famer, and that is Scott Rolen.
Well, the Hit Dog's going in too, right, as the veterans guy, right?
I don't count that, but yes.
I mean, he's going to be there. He'll do a speech.
He should have gotten in regular.
He's the better
player, right. It's bizarre. Yeah.
I know you don't care about it, but if you said, Andy, you want to go to the Hall of Fame? Scott Rolen's going in. I'd be like, not really. And then if you said, well, Fred McGriff's going, oh, I'll go see Fred McGriff.
I think it's cheapened if you get in that way. Like Harold Baines got in that way. You're not a real Hall of Famer. You had 10 cracks at it, or some of the older guys had 15 cracks at it. You didn't get in, but now the Veterans Committee is like, yeah, put them in.
Can I flip the script?
Go ahead.
The system is so effed up, and these guys are such idiots that are voting.
Sure.
I think you're being disrespectful to the player when you should be disrespecting the process, the system, and the people that are putting them in.
Yeah.
They're idiots.
No, the people
are. No offense, Bradfo.
They are. No, Bradfo.
Eight men are not getting in, Rob. I know you had eight men, I believe. Scott Rolen was one of them.
Jeez.
But you had eight men getting in.
The same group of idiots, for lack of a better word, they put Scott Rolen on 10% of their ballots in 2018.
He got a lot better recently.
Yeah, right. He had that great World Series two years ago that really put him over the top. That's just what's insane. But it's frustrating. I always say, like, I'm not going to get pissed off about it. And then the list comes out and you're like, 33% of people think A-Rod's a Hall of Famer and 76% think Scott Rolen is. And I'm like, I shouldn't care about this. I think I've moved on, but then I haven't. Last year was the real bad year, though, because that was the official no Bonds, no Clemens. And you're like, all right, well, if those guys aren't in.
And that has made it worse because the side topic of steroids, cheaters going in, they're the best players.
They were the best players. And unless you're going to take away the Cy Young Awards and the MVPs and the 700 and whatever home runs, you're not taking anything away. And by the way, I'm not sitting here telling you that those guys did it 100% clean, but Bonds and Clemens also never missed a game due to a steroid suspension like Manny Ramirez and A-Rod did. So I understand holding those guys a little bit more, but even still, so they're not Hall of Famers? Like, I feel like they're Hall of Famers.
They are.
It's going to be part of their story. Like, you're always going to put that on there. Like, all
you
right,
can't
well,
make me un... It's my argument when the Patriots washed Aaron Hernandez from, like, everything, the record books, the website.
He was on the team.
He existed.
Yep.
You can pretend he didn't.
Right.
But I was there. I saw him. Just like I saw Roger Clemens be a great pitcher. I saw A-Rod and Bonds and Manny be great hitters. The most popular, most dominant hitters of their time. The best players of their time. So
but
you can't
far.
Man in black me and make me forget.
Yeah, didn't happen. And then the other part of it, too, is for the guys that didn't test positive, there's a lot of, well, I think he did or I think he didn't. So you know there are guys that got in there. And just because they hit 30 home runs a year instead of 45, you thought they were clean, and they get in, even though they were all probably roided out of their mind anyway. That part pisses me off.
So
and
the
you
one
never
thing,
know, so that's why I would just put the best players in.
The one thing I wanted to make sure, like, so Scott Rolen played from 96 to 2012.
Yep. 17 years.
And I was like, so I'm just thinking, because I have this rule, like, just in my head, you have to be dominant, the best of the best for some period of time. I know injuries happen. There's ebbs, there's flows. And I was like, well, wasn't Ryan Howard the Philly?
Yeah,
he, yeah, was, he was.
But he was in, but he was pre-Ryan Howard, I think.
Well, no, the end of his career. Like, if I just think in 2000.
Oh, was he?
In 2006, Ryan Howard hit 58 home runs.
Yeah, no, but Rolen
was... And Rolen was an all-star in 2006.
Yeah, but he was in 2006, he was with St. Louis.
Oh, okay. But whatever.
I get
the
your point.
Is the same. Like, if had a caller earlier, and I believe this, I know it's hard and it's overly simplified. You just go down the list and say, Roger Clemens, Hall of Famer?
In.
Yes. Scott Rolen? No.
I don't...
Sorry.
I don't fully subscribe to that because sometimes there might be a player that you just are shocked to hear their stats, whether it's a football player, basketball player, whatever. You're like, oh, really? Like, maybe a guy played in the Western Conference and whatever, and you didn't realize just how good he was. But for the
most
part...
Not today. Today, maybe that would have worked in like the 70s or 80s.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of SportsCenter and social media?
I have.
You know when someone's good.
Twitter.
You know when they do something immediately the next morning.
Scott Rowland, this just, so my basis normally for baseball is where did they rank or where did they finish in MVP or Cy Young voting during their time? Because comparing eras is impossible. And so, you know, Hank Aaron's home runs versus Bonds' home runs, like whatever. What about versus their peers? And Scott Rowland played 17 years. Now, first year, whatever. So let's call it 16 years. He was a top 10 finisher in the MVP vote once. And even if you're top 10, that means you're top 10 in the National League. So he was maybe a top 20 player once. And he's in the Hall of Fame? It's asinine.
It really is.
He was good. He was good. Like, you'd be like, oh, Scott Rowland,
really
solid player. Good goal. Like, not every all-star makes the Hall of Fame. Like,
no.
There should be a cutoff.
He's a team Hall of Famer.
Yeah. And, like, Craig Biggio is another one that would always kind of annoy me, especially when you're leaving out stud players because you feel like they made a mockery of the game, even though the writers are the ones that are making a mockery of the game because they're not even consistent themselves.
Nope.
It's one thing if you're like, Rowland's never in or Bonds is never in, and you kind of vote in a
similar
way.
So Rowland was clean, right?
Apparently. Yeah, they made that determination.
Right.
Well, at least this year he was. In 2018, they might have questions.
And he doesn't have any political tweets, apparently.
There's also that.
Like,
but at least with Schilling, I would admit, like, I have Schilling in. I'd vote for him. Or I would have. I know he's not on the ballot this year. But at least he's borderline.
He's a just like I would say Scott Rowland is.
Yeah.
Like, if Scott Rowland had a black mark against him, he wouldn't be in. But he's a clean, quote-unquote, candidate. He's electable. Right?
Yeah.
And that's part of why he's in.
Do you think that Todd Helton and Billy Wagner, who were the two guys that were just missed this year, and
see,
it seems
I
like there's
like
always
Todd
a trend.
Helton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's wrong with Todd Helton?
I just don't think he's like a Hall of Famer. Like, I think he's another guy who was good, but you can't just put everybody in. So Todd Helton.
Well, that's the other thing.
So are you ready for top 10 MVPs for Todd Helton? Three times. And he played in Coors Field when they didn't know what was going on there, and the ball just flew out of there like
rockets. Was he supposed to not go to the plate? Excuse me, sir. This field isn't fair, so I'm not going to hit today.
Well, if he was a professional,
a man of
common courtesy,
morals.
Yeah. No, he wasn't overly impressive to me. Like, Todd Helton, nice player. He made 5 All-Star games.
He hit .370 with 42 home runs, 147 RBI, 59 doubles.
Let's check those home road splits.
No, we don't need to do that.
Let's check the home road splits. Career
405 total bases.
I'm gonna check the home road splits on this guy.
How did he finish 5th in the MVP award that year?
Because the guys used to sock dingers and hit for high averages.
Oh, there was Bonds.
There used to be a thing there. How come I cannot find the home run? Oh, here we go.
Voting.
Actually, so on the road he was a .287 hitter. So that's actually not bad.
Yeah.
At home, .345.
See, now you're on my side.
No, he's 60 points better.
Yeah, but
his OPS is over 200 points higher at home.
Scott Rowland was a career .280 hitter.
Yeah. I don't
that
have,
was his low side for Helton.
Guess what? I don't have him in either. You need a small haul. You need just the best of the best. You're not driving out to Cooperstown to go see Scott Rowland, man in the hot corner.
How did Jeff Kent win the MVP that year?
He's a good player.
Even like
big tall second baseman mustache.
Helton led the league in WAR, hits.
What's it good for?
RBI, batting average, slugging percentage, OPS, on base percentage.
What year are you talking about? 2000?
I don't know. I clicked.
Yeah, Jeff Kent.
How did Jeff Kent win it?
He had 33 homers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't even the best player on the team.
Bonds
finished second that year.
Like, what's going on?
I don't know. Jeff Kent must have
greased some palms or something.
Yeah, Helton was a distant 5th behind Jim Edmonds and Mike Piazza.
Like, what is going on here?
Look at some of those numbers, though. Look at the RBI. Like, all these guys smashing the ball that year.
Yeah, but he had 147.
40-plus homer guys. Sammy Sosa hit 50 bombs and came in 9th in the MVP.
That is ridiculous.
That was a better time.
It was a better time.
I don't think we'll ever go back to that time.
It wasn't just the chicks that dig the long ball.
Nope, me.
And Pedro with a 1.74 ERA.
Yeah, right. And so
everybody's hitting for average and power and doubles, and Pedro's like 174.
So just give me the best guys from that era. Like, they should be the ones that are in. Like, they should be the ones that are representing that era. Because everybody knows that there was a lot going on. Players were on stuff, but the game was wildly
entertaining.
There's
always a lot going on.
Yeah, there is.
These are highly competitive people and athletes, and forget baseball. Every sport, we see scandals, we see this.
Yeah,
like,
no doubt.
They're all trying to find a way to get an edge. all I do as the consumer is I click on my TV. I don't see what he's doing in the bathroom stall. I see what he does
on
the
field. Although that was a pay-per-view channel.
People would probably watch.
Yeah, you get it on that.
But I just see the results. And the results are what supposedly the Hall of Fame is based on. Because otherwise you have to start like wiping out seasons. Oh, that didn't count. That team didn't win because they had this guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, so he... What was his WAR that year? I said he led the league. 8.9.
All right.
Like, so we just wipe out 9 wins? Up, oh, take away 9 wins
doesn't
from
happen.
His team.
Yep, didn't happen.
Like, it just, none of it makes any sense where they draw the lines.
It is great when you look at, so just 2000 as a whole, because that was Todd Helton's big year. So it was Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds, Mike Piazza, Jim Edmonds, Todd Helton, and the NL. The AL was Jason Giambi, Frank Thomas, Alex Rodriguez, Carlos Delgado, Pedro Martinez. And then so the voters are just like, we're going to pick and choose who was who was on the sauce, who wasn't on the sauce, and just kind of go from there. And by the way, not to accuse, let's say, Craig Biggio, who he has like a career high in home runs when he's like 40, and yet
he's a little fella too.
I know. It's maddening. It shouldn't matter as much because, like, again, you and I know who the best players were. We remember those guys, whether you were growing up or when you were a little bit older, looking back and watching these guys, you know who the best players were. And yet the BBWAA every year tries to tell you otherwise.
But it's not just them. Like, the Basketball Hall of Fame lets a lot of people in. Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. And I'm not talking about women or international players.
Women!
I'm not
in
criticizing
the Hall
that.
Of Fame!
But no, like,
I feel like,
I feel like every year there's somebody I'm like, he was good.
What's the best one? Hall of Fame, I mean, like, as far as like they put the right people in, they keep the wrong people out.
Football.
WWE?
No, everybody's in that.
They literally put everybody in there.
Can't you go in as like different characters and names too?
Oh, yeah. I think like Triple H is in there by himself. Or no, not maybe not yet, but yeah, guys can be in there.
You're
like
NWO, tag teams
DX.
Or whatever. Yeah. The Rockers are probably in there and then Shawn Michaels.
Yeah.
Like that's ridiculous.
Took Macho Man a long time to get in there.
Did it?
Yeah, long time.
Who else? To the Warrior, because they were in
Ultimate
dispute.
Warrior, there was a whole thing.
And he died right after, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I loved him.
He got in, though.
Good guy.
He got in. I don't know if that about that. I don't think that's true.
The worst thing I ever went to was at the Garden in WCW.
Did you go
WCW.
To Ultimate Warrior when he was a political spokesman?
And he was No. It was when he was at WCW, but he was in the rafters talking, and he was just like rambling about nonsense.
No.
I was like, no. I want him to run to the ring. Dun, 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 dun. Run down, hit somebody, and leave.
Yeah, he did not have a strong WCW run.
No, because he started to become like a preacher and he was ahead of his time in some ways. Like, can you imagine him on Twitter and like the political environment now?
God, he would have been senator.
Must listen.
He'd have been a congressman in Georgia.
Been president.
Something, yeah.
I'd vote for him.
Yeah, I know.
Put the face paint on. I'm a sucker for it.
He was pretty entertaining. But yeah, football's probably the best.
Like, how often do you legitimately say for football? Well, first of all, so you thought nobody should get in this year
for baseball? No, I thought A-Rod and Manny should get in.
Oh, so steroid users should get in. This is an all-steroid class.
The best players should get in. They were the best players on the ballot.
How often in football do you get worked up over a person getting in?
No,
Almost never, right?
It's the other way.
Yeah, I usually think
like,
a couple more
not
should have.
Yeah.
How long
does
this guy have to wait?
Does football
so
do
they're doing
five
a good job.
Every year?
Like, do they don't do a forced number. They can vote.
But they max at
up
five,
to,
I think
it's more than that.
Oh, okay.
I want to say it might be 8.
But some years it's only like 4. No, well, 8 might include like veterans committee. I'm talking about guys that are on like the main ballot. I feel like football is a lower number.
Not actually sure.
All right. Well, you haven't covered the sport in a while.
It changes a little bit. And they're altering it significantly. They're talking about contributors or kicking game people, like maybe every other year having a specialist or a kicking game person.
Then they're going to turn into the other sports.
But
because basketball is tough. Basketball, everybody's in because it's also the Basketball Hall of Fame. So if a guy's like a McDonald's All-American or a
college coaches,
champion,
women's team, like Olympians.
Yeah. No, baseball's the worst though because they have great
players.
I feel
like we pick on them.
No, but they have great players that aren't in. Basketball has like borderline guys that are in, but all the great players are in.
That's probably
there's not like a great guy that's being held out of the Basketball Hall of Fame.
But they didn't have a steroid scandal.
No, they had other scandals.
Not steroids.
No, is that the worst thing in the world?
No, but they didn't have a scandal that would prevent them. If there had been a massive gambling scandal.
What about Michael Jordan? He's like, in the Hall of Fame.
And what are we saying here?
Huh?
Why did he retire?
Did you watch The Last Dance?
I did.
There was a lot of questions about what the hell was going on there, but he's in.
So you wanted just Manny and A-Rod to go in. You don't think Billy Wagner, Scott Rowland.
I wanted Gary Sheffield also. You're laughing at those are the guys I wanted in there. No, I didn't want Rolen or
don't
Helton
hit
or
home runs. Don't come to Rich Keefe's Hall of Fame.
I want guys that dig into the batter's box. And if you're a fan, you think they're going to hit a homer. And if you're on the other side, you are terrified.
So every steroid time Sheffield, users.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you could be a lights out pitcher too. I'll put you in, but I didn't think there was one on the ballot this year.
Okay.
In fact, the Billy Wagner is like the only pitcher that got any kind of votes this year.
Yeah, I think he's just
who did you have in?
I would have had Wagner. I would have had Helton. I would have had Sheffield, Manny, and A-Rod.
So not Rolen.
No, I don't really.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
I can't ever, again, it's flawed, but yeah. I can't ever remember thinking Scott Rolen, ooh, he's so good. Ooh, like he's.
No, of course not. Like Larry Walker got in too. That's another guy that was just like, really? Like,
kind of liked him.
Yeah, but he wasn't
played in Colorado. I kind of
he did.
That.
He was great. He won an MVP in Colorado. Like, holy
plus,
smokes.
The little, I think the Todd Helton thing is the Tennessee quarterback thing also. I'm like, oh, he's a great athlete.
It's a
too.
Cool story. Also, I remember he had like a farewell tour, which wasn't highly publicized, like the Ortiz one. And I think the Rockies gave him a horse. It was like the middle of the, like right before the game. They're like, and here he is. Like, here's a
did he get on it?
Pony. Yeah, he rode out of the stadium. No, I don't know.
Never to be seen again.
That was his last game.
Took a big dump on shortstop and then kept right on going.
Yeah, it was a great moment had by all. But I don't know. Once a year I get worked up over this because – and we're just about to end.
Have you been to Cooperstown? Sorry.
You know, I never have. Which is shocking. I went to school in upstate New York too, but it wasn't exactly close. Upstate New York's big.
It is.
So it's like – you see like the sign that's like, oh, Cooperstown. But you're like, that's a ways off the highway.
It is very cool.
But it's cool, right?
It is very, very cool. And – I know people, oh, I'm not going to go if you're not going to put so-and-so in or whatever. Like, it's just a cool,
whatever they call a
monument thing, yeah. That big room is really cool and the memorabilia. But it is stupid that
is dumb.
I can go there. And if you're not, like, say you were visiting from another country or, like, you didn't really follow late 90s, early 2000s baseball and you go there, you don't necessarily know. Wait a minute.
No, so the
you're
home
missing
run
stuff.
Champions, not
so
in
like,
the Hall of Fame.
Arguably one of the greatest pitchers ever.
Yep.
Arguably the greatest hitter ever.
Correct.
You guys don't have them here? So do they have a separate building because right. They're so good?
No.
Or how does that work exactly?
And then like one of the greatest series of all time was 2004 ALCS, and Manny Ramirez and Alex Rodriguez aren't right. In there. Yeah, I don't love that part of it, but you're right. It's still they still have plenty of other stuff.
No, it's cool. And then the other thing is, wouldn't if you're the Hall... You're the actual Hall of Fame, and I know you sanctimonious, blah, blah, blah. Wouldn't you want the draw that is?
Everybody.
A-Rod, yep. Roger Clemens. Sorry, Scott Rolen?
Not going to do it.
Is he a draw?
No, he's not.
Kids are like, whoa, can we go?
No, people wouldn't go to the Cardinals games for Scott Rolen.
I feel
Rolen.
Like they wouldn't go to the mall down the street if he was doing a card signing.
No, that's the thing is like the top three guys, honestly, Scott Rolen, Todd Helton, Billy Wagner, I'm sure they're all nice men. But if they were down the street,
no.
I'm not going.
And Fred McGriff is the most exciting.
Fred McGriff's pretty cool.
Because he bounced around, and everywhere he went, he hit bombs.
That was great.
And did the little Tom Emanski videos or whatever they were called.
Back-to-back AAU national champions.
So.
Throw a ball through a trash can. What's not to like? But this is also, it's officially ending the era of like players I watched as I was still like a kid. You know, like all those guys are done now. So I feel like I'm not going to be as passionate about it. Right. Because when you're a kid watching Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes.
And you're like you look at him differently than as an adult or somebody your own age or somebody younger than you playing. And like this ballot kind of is marking the end of that. Like that's what McGuire and Sosa and Bonds and Clemens. That's what all those guys represented. This is sort of a little bit different. And so maybe I won't be quite as angry going forward.
Yeah, it really is just. Asinine when
yeah.
You think about it.
Yeah.
The home run king, not there. The hit king, not there. Like, how can you
have the guy with the most MVPs and the most Cy Young awards, Clemens and Bonds, not in. It's like, is that not a pretty important award?
Stupid.
Yeah.
It really is.
No, it's frustrating. Rob Bradford, who does have a vote, he's going to join us on Thursday from 7 to 9. So we
talk about why his eight guys didn't get in. Yep. One of them did.
We'll
I assume he had Rolen. I don't even know.
I mean, if he had eight guys and didn't have the one guy that got in,
that
might
awkward.
Take his vote away.
And did I hear
come on
Bronson Arroyo got a vote?
Wasn't me. They're like, Pedroia's not eligible yet. You can't put him on your ballot.
Yes.
He's voting for Pedroia.
Laser show.
He's 100% voting for him.
And then he'll have him on the podcast. Joe Kelly as well.
Break it all down. All right, we'll wrap up the program with, is that it? Coming up next here on the Rich Keefe Show.
This is the Rich Keefe Show on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
All right, wrapping things up here on the Rich Keefe Show alongside Andy Hart tonight. And a few things on the program as we go right up until 10 o'clock. Oh, you know what that means? That means there's a final in one of the winter sports games. That would be the Boston Bruins.
Let me guess. They won.
They did. You nailed it. 4-2, they beat the Canadiens in Montreal. And how about Ben? We thought there might be a Rich Keefe Show jinx on the bet du jour with the Bruins because one of their rare losses, I took the Bruins.
Nice job.
Ben took them with the goal and a half, and they were up 3-2. In fact, it was 2-2 in the third period. They scored with under 3 minutes to go. Bergeron put them up 3-2. And you're like, all right, they're going to win 3-2. And then empty netter, David Pastrnak, his 37th goal of the year. So you had goals tonight from Pastrnak, Bergeron, David Krejci, and Taylor Hall. And it was a Swayman game. Swayman's just been, I mean, the team doesn't lose.
I was gonna say,
it doesn't
they're
really
They're all
matter.
Great.
They're great. They're one of the greatest teams of all time.
I feel like I'm not the most experienced gambler. I am looking forward to getting my app as of March.
Yep, same.
Hockey gambling must hinge on a lot of empty net goals. There must be a lot of good and bad wins.
I would imagine so, yeah.
Because it happens pretty frequently.
Well, because it's like baseball where you're either taking a team to win, but if they're a big favorite or if they're much better, you're not getting any juice on it.
Right.
So then you got to take them on the goal and a half, and then you're right. Then it's a situation like that where you're praying for the empty netter. So
you're like playing for bad ice that it bounces off to the side.
Something. You're like, all right, come on, try, go. So 4-2. We'll have more on the more on the Bruins tomorrow as they're
so good.
A
you're
wagon,
getting choked up.
Choked up thinking about it. How about this little addition to the NBA All-Star Game, which comes your way less than a month from now, February 19th. They've been doing for the last 5 years. The leading vote getters from each conference are the captains, and then they pick the team.
Mm-hmm.
I think the NHL actually did this first. Remember when Phil Kessel was like the last pick?
Oh yeah.
And so then the NBA took it, which is a pretty good idea. They would normally do it on TNT, and you know Barkley and Shaq could kind of comment, and LeBron's in it every year, and then it's usually him and Giannis or him and Durant or whatever, and they go back and forth. This year, they're trying something new. The team captains, which, again, right now, LeBron clearly in the West, and then Giannis and Durant are pretty close in the East. They are going to pick the teams live right before the game. I kind of love it.
I like it. Something just came to me. I like the idea.
Okay.
I think there's a lot of interesting angles and ideas.
Uniforms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's where? How are they?
Do they just make two of each to sell them? Or do they, how about reversible style like the old AAU days?
Or shirts for skins.
Yeah, now you're tuning in.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even think about the jersey part of it.
Like, who's going to wear,
So it says they will make their picks in a live televised pregame segment shortly before the game begins in Salt Lake City. Let's see. Doesn't say anything about
uniforms.
So the captains and starters, by the way, will be announced Thursday. Add that to the pile. We'll discuss that. Doesn't say anything about it. That is interesting. Maybe, I mean, they'll just make one of each.
Yeah, I mean, it's not that big a deal. It's just something I thought of.
Or, you know what you do? I like it when they wear their own jerseys, and one is, like, all wearing white, and one's wearing all, like, whatever their
jerseys.
Okay,
yeah, you could do that.
You could do that. Like,
but
baseball
then you
used
lose
to.
The selling of jerseys.
True.
And you can't sell them in the arena because
you sell them after the fact, though, online. People buy them up.
Yeah, that's probably
right
true. The other thing I like about this, I said to you, is if you've ever done this with a group of kids at camp or whatever, the captain picks one player, and then every player after is subsequently whispering in his or her ear, like, who to take? Take my friend.
No.
Like, yeah. And it'll be interesting to see what kind of whispering goes on from, you know, does Jason Tatum say, take Jalen or don't take Jalen?
Right.
Don't take Jalen. I can get steals from him all game long.
Because the teammates are, like, forced to take their real life teammate.
Yeah.
Right? You kind of have to. And then, it'll be interesting.
I like it. It's a good spin. I know we're in the era of the last, 10, 12, 15 years of all the All-Star games.
Getting
the
tweaked.
U.S. versus the world, or these, or drafts, or now, I mean, the NFL just shelved the whole thing and is playing flag football in games now.
They could almost do U.S. world in basketball. I don't know if you'd have a great 12 from the world, but the starters would be better. Doncic, Jokic, Giannis, Embiid, it'd be better.
Yeah, they'd be pretty.
It'd be nasty.
It's a lot of MVP candidates.
It's all the top guys.
It's a lot of MVPs.
But I think like 9, 10, 11, 12 wouldn't maybe
be. Who cares?
Everyone.
I don't watch the All-Star game for the reserves.
They all play. I don't know. Notice this. It's not like a guy's playing 40 minutes in the All-Star
game. But you want the stars.
Yeah, and you're going to get them. Out in Salt Lake City, which I'm sure all the players are thrilled to be going out to Salt Lake City. They're like, how come it's not in Vegas every year or Atlanta? They're like, nope, Salt Lake City, Utah.
We owed them one.
And they're like, oh my goodness gracious.
So that's interesting. It's a good spin.
I kind of like that.
Good effort. And they're still doing all the weird scoring, right?
I believe so.
The win the quarters and then that, whatever that, Matt's, what is it, Matt?
What the hell's the name of that guy? Yeah. It's that scoring where you chase one score at the end.
And they're doing it for charity and the kids are sitting down baseline and the whole thing.
Love it.
They've actually done a nice job of spicing that up a little bit.
Not bad. And then real quick before we get out of here, the Oscar nominees were announced.
And I am a film buff.
You are? Well, no, it's one of those things where even if you, I love movies. I watch a ton of movies. 10 movies were nominated for Best Picture. I've seen 4 of them.
How many have I seen?
0. No, you've probably seen 2. Mm. One.
Maverick.
All right. All Quiet on the Western Front.
Nope.
Avatar, The Way of Water.
Don't want to.
The Banshees of Inisherin.
What?
Great movie. It's on HBO.
The Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah. It's like an island outside of Ireland. It's great.
I thought it was a community down by Foxborough.
Maybe it is. Elvis.
No, but I'm gonna.
Stonk.
I've heard people say they liked it.
Trash.
No, I've heard somebody say they liked it.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. This should win. Again, I haven't seen all of them yet, but that was a great movie. The Fablemans, which was the Spielberg one. Tar? I might be saying that. Or there's an accent on the A, so I don't know what that is. Top Gun Maverick. Triangle of Sadness. And Women Talking. So you saw Top Gun.
Women Talking, I've heard of and had a funny conversation with my wife about that.
Oh, I thought you were going to have some other line about
it. Well, I told her, why would anybody ever go see a movie called Women Talking?
And on that note, Hart will be in tomorrow. You get a lot of afternoon shows with a woman talking.
I'm suspended. You shouldn't call Fitzy a woman.
I didn't. That was you. Yeah, Hart and Fitzy. So they will be
taking over the afternoons. It's a 6 rings takeover from 2 to 6.
All right. Well, we'll be in tomorrow. Me and Ben. Me and Ben got it locked
you
down
too?
Tomorrow. Yep. We got a couple of guests, though. We got a couple of guests. Andrew Callahan's going to join us.
Nice.
Talk a little
It's a good conversation.
And Nick Fryer. Talk a little Celtics.
Oh, old friend Nick Fryer.
Old buddy Nick Fryer.
The old baseball pitcher himself. Ask him about the Hall of Fame.
I will. So that'll do it. Great job by Ben. A job done by Andy Hart.
Son of a bitch.
That'll do it. Have a great rest of your night. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 6. Well,